Okay, this is Animals in Motion script number one. Hello, and welcome to Online Entertainment's Animals in Motion. If you press the B key on your remote controller, you'll be able to find out how to use the product. Pressing the A key on your remote controller will take you to the animals. Press a number from 1 to 4 to select these options, or the A key to access the animals. You're able to choose any option by moving the cursor using the arrow keys on your remote control and then pressing the A button. The B key, when pressed, will take you back to the previous option screen. Pressing the escape key while at the animal option screens will bring you back to these instructions. When you see the hourglass, it means that your CD TV is accessing the disc and there may be a short pause. To look at the animals, simply select one and press the A key on your remote controller like this. As you can see, I have selected cats. I can now choose what cat movement I wish to study. I've selected gallop by selecting that subject and pressing the A key on my remote controller. I'll do that one again for you.
Okay.
As you can see, I've selected cats. I can now choose what cat movement I wish to study. I've selected gallop by selecting that subject and pressing the A key on my remote controller. Here is the cat galloping. I now have an option to select another movement or freeze frame. Here I can step through and look at each frame of animation, or if I have a printer connected, I can print out each step. All the animations and stills on the disc are Art Package compatible and can be saved to floppy disk for your own private use or study. Animals in Motion was designed and created by Michael Hodges, with assistance from head animator Jackie Bleasdale and second animators Hugh Lenton and Clement Chambers. Animals in Motion was designed and created by Michael Hodges, with assistance from head animator Jackie Bleasdale and second animators Hugh Lenton and Clement Chambers. Adjutant. Baboon. Camel. Cat. Capybara. Cockatoo. Deer. Elephant. Elk. Elland. Eagle. Goat. Gazelle. Gnu. Guanaco. Hawk. Horse. Dog. Jaguar. Kangaroo. Mule. Lion. Oryx. Oryx.
Oryx.
Oryx, is it? Oryx. Ostrich. Ox. Pig. 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 Pigeon. Raccoon. Sloth. Tiger. Vulture.
Can you do guanaco again?
Guanaco. Guanaco. Yes, I said guanaco, didn't I? Like the prince of... Now, do you want me to say just... Do you want this word who or just Edward Muybridge?
I want who, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hang on, I'll do that. No, don't bother with those bits. Just go straight into it, yeah, Edward Muybridge. Oh.
I'll give you the word and you can cut it off if you want. Who? You won't want it. Edward Muybridge was born in England as Edward James Muggeridge on April 9, 1830. He was one of the great photographers of all time. His work is considered as a precursor to the motion picture and an unsurpassed study of form in motion. Edward Muybridge was born in England as Edward James Muggeridge on April the 9th, 1830. He's considered as one of the greatest photographers of all time. His work is considered as a precursor to the motion picture and an unsurpassed study of form in motion. I just gave you the two slightly different versions of that. In addition to its educational value, Animals in Motion is a multimedia reference work for artists and animators. At last, you can examine just how animals move. All the sequences and stills are held in CDTV or Amiga Art Package compatible format and can be saved onto floppy disk or printed out. All the images can be modified and reused for whatever private use you wish. In addition to its educational value, Animals in Motion is a multimedia reference work for artists and animators. At last, you can examine just how animals move. All the sequences and stills are held in CDTV or Amiga Art Package compatible format and can be saved onto floppy disk or printed out. All the images can be modified and reused for whatever private use you wish. Edward Muybridge was one of the great photographers of the American West, producing his early work mainly in California. His first study of forms in motion was accomplished there, but he moved to Pennsylvania to continue the work under the auspices of the university. Edward Muybridge was one of the great photographers of the American West, producing his early work mainly in California. His first study of forms in motion was accomplished there, but he moved to Pennsylvania to continue the work under the auspices of the university. In 1879, Muybridge proved that all horses...
All the feet of horses, it should be. It's back to front. All the feet of... No.
It's okay, I think.
Yeah, all the feet of a horse in the ground simultaneously.
In 1879, Muybridge proved that all the feet of a horse leave the ground simultaneously. This was some 5 years after his commission, his work being displayed...
Delayed.
Okay. In 1879, Muybridge proved that all four horses' feet actually leave the ground simultaneously. This was some 5 years after his commission, his work being delayed by a court case where he was accused of the murder of his wife's lover. Muybridge then began his study of forms in motion and was sponsored by Pennsylvania University. He died on May the 8th, 1904. In 1879, Muybridge proved that all... In 1879, Muybridge proved that all four horses' feet actually leave the ground simultaneously. This was some 5 years after his commission, his work being delayed by a court case, where he was accused of the murder of his wife's lover. Muybridge then began his study of forms in motion and was sponsored by the University of Pennsylvania. He died on May the 8th, 1904. Edward Muybridge took the images with an invention of his own design. Edward Muybridge took the images with an invention of his own design. It was made... I see that now, right. Edward Muybridge actually took the images with an invention of his own. It was made up of a battery of three sets of cameras, operated electrically by a clock motor. 24 exposures could be made in a quarter of a second, or 12 from three simultaneous positions in a fifth of a second. Time intervals were then recorded by a chronograph, and the cameras were often set off by string triggers. Edward Muybridge took the images with... Edward Muybridge took the images with an invention of his own design. It was made up of a battery of three sets of cameras, operated electrically by a clock motor. 24 exposures could be made in a quarter of a second, or 12 from three simultaneous positions in a fifth of a second. Time intervals were recorded by a chronograph, and the cameras were often set off by a string by string triggers. It's quite an important explanation, that, isn't it? Edward Muybridge took the images with an invention of his own design. It was made up of a battery of three sets of cameras, operated electrically by a clock motor. 24 exposures could be made in a quarter of a second, or 12 from three simultaneous positions in a fifth of a second. Time intervals were recorded by a chronograph, and the cameras were often set off by string triggers. Although initially sparked by the demands of gaming, Muybridge's studies were soon enthusiastically welcomed by the scientific community. It showed, for the first time, how animals really moved. In addition to the legacy left to animators such as Disney, Muybridge's work formed the cornerstone to the science of time and motion, and the key to much industrial research into manufacturing efficiency. Although initially sparked by the demands of gaming, Muybridge's studies were soon enthusiastically welcomed by the scientific community. It showed, for the first time, how animals really moved. In addition to the legacy left to animators such as Disney, Muybridge's work formed the cornerstone to the science of time and motion, and the key to much industrial research into manufacturing efficiency. I'll do that once again. Although initially sparked by the demands of gaming, Muybridge's studies were soon enthusiastically welcomed by the scientific community. It showed, for the first time, how animals really moved. In addition to the legacy left to animators such as Disney, Muybridge's work formed the cornerstone to the science of time and motion, and the key to much industrial research into manufacturing efficiency. Edward Muybridge's Women in Motion. This groundbreaking multimedia title is an unparalleled reference work for animators, artists, and photographers, a classic work seen as moving images for the first time. Edward Muybridge's Women in Motion. Edward Muybridge's Women in Motion. This groundbreaking multimedia title is an unparalleled reference work for animators, artists, and photographers. A classic work seen as moving images for the first time. Psycho Killer. A terrifying psycho killer is... Psycho Killer. A terrifying psycho killer is loose in a deserted part of the countryside. You are witness to a kidnapping. Can you intervene and save an innocent life? Psycho Killer. A terrifying psycho killer is loose in a deserted... Psycho Killer. A terrifying psycho killer is loose in a deserted part of the countryside. You're witness to a kidnapping, but can you intervene and save an innocent life?
So we need a gap, actually, on that one.
Yeah.
We're missing, and then it's the next, another track, which is an epic adventure.
Chaos in Andromeda. Chaos in Andromeda. A special agent of Kamasak. Kamask. Chaos in Andromeda. A special agent of Kamask. Chaos in Andromeda. As special agent of Kamask, you've been sent to find a chemical weapons scientist who has gone missing. An epic adventure, a sinister plot, an orgy of sound, music, graphics, and animation. Chaos in Andromeda. As a special agent, you've been sent to find a chemical weapons scientist who's gone missing. An epic adventure, a sinister plot, an orgy of sound, music, graphics, and animation. Town with No Name is a comedy spaghetti western with a difference. You are the hero. Can you face the evil band of outlaws, or will you die laughing? Hound of the Baskervilles is a multimedia murder investigation. You can examine the actual clues, evaluate the evidence, and follow in Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson's footsteps. Hound of the Baskervilles is a multimedia murder investigation. You can examine the actual clues, evaluate the evidence, and follow in Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson's footsteps. All available from online entertainment, The Multimedia Pioneers. All available from online entertainment, The Multimedia Pioneers. All available from online entertainment, The Multimedia Pioneers.